Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Let's say that, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose. Everybody say choose. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me in my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. It was a call to action. I want to just simply address this subject today, the importance of making wise choices. The importance of making wise choices. You may be seated. Life boils down, really, whether it's a good life, a bad life, or a mediocre life, to the decisions that you make. That's what it boils down to. It boils down to the choices that you make. If you make good choices, you're going to have a good life. If you make bad choices, don't blame your family. Don't blame your paycheck or lack of one. Don't blame anything else. If you make bad choices, you're going to have bad consequences, and you're going to have some bad stuff in your life. You make good choices, you're going to have some good things come into your life. Just as simple as making right choices, isn't it? Every day we make choices. When you open your eyes, you got to decide whether you're going to get out of bed or not. That's a choice. You got to decide if you're going to go to work or not, or to school, if you're in school. You got to make a choice. Amen. You got to decide what you're going to eat that day. And there's good choices and bad choices. I read that our president's wife is trying to get us to grocery stores to buy $30,000 grocery carts that'll tell us what kind of food we ought to buy. You know, I know what's good for me. Sometimes I just don't want it. Sometimes it comes down to broccoli and chocolate. You know what's going to win? Chocolate, bless your heart. I like broccoli, but I like chocolate more. Amen. It comes down to spinach and cheesecake. Guess which one's going to win? Cheesecake, hands down. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Consequences of the decisions that we make. And that we make choices in life. Amen. Lately I've been choosing more broccoli, and it works. Amen. So we have decisions that we make. Some of them are not earth-shattering. You've got to decide what you're going to wear that day. It may make a difference. I can to this day remember the dress that my wife was wearing the day that she just filled my eye. Amen. Got into my heart, got under my skin. I remember that. I know what I could tell you just what it looked like. See, and she hadn't worn that dress today. Who knows? Amen. But it was just that day. So be careful what you put on. Amen. It might make a difference. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But you got to decide every day what you're going to dress like. I will say this. Anybody here remember a story from back in high school, early high school years, that clothes make the man? Anybody remember that story? Amen. Some of you remember reading that story. I remember reading that, and it's true. If you get up with old grody clothes on, you're going to feel grody all day. But if you'll get up and dress yourself nice, you're going to feel better about yourself all day long. Amen. Right? There's just some truth to that. But we better make decisions. Those are not earth-shattering decisions. It's not going to change anything much, but it does make a difference. If you get ready to hear me today, if you're going to a job interview, you need to dress nice. Isn't it? We shouldn't even have to say that, should we? But there are people that don't understand that. They go to a job interview looking bad and expect somebody to hire them. If you're somebody who dressed nice, you're not going to have a shot at it. They want somebody at least knows how to wear a hat. which direction the bill's supposed to point. Amen. Now, at least when somebody knows how to pull their britches up where they belong. Right? Amen. Maybe somebody knows how to coordinate color and know which side the right guard goes on, the left guard. Amen. Praise God. Decisions. Don't you say that they didn't like you for one reason or another. Hey, it might have been something about the way you were dressed, some way you smell, the way you presented yourself, attitude you had. Amen. By the way, we choose our attitude. Woo, don't preach about that now, brother. You choose your attitude. You choose your attitude. Amen. It's a choice. It's a choice. I'm just like this. Well, make a decision to change then. You choose your attitude. And your attitude brings consequences. Huh? The Bible proves that. The Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath. You come at me and get in my face, get what kind of attitude you're going to get back? A soft answer, of course. If I choose the right attitude. But I don't always choose the right attitude either. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we make daily choices. And then we make life choices. There are some choices that will affect your life. Education will affect your life. No doubt about it. What you choose to do with education will change your life. Amen. Praise God. I have to go to school. No, it's a privilege to go to school because education will change your life. Education will change your life. Amen. Praise God. I'm not saying that's the answer to all things, but it will change your life. The Bible said my people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. You know what knowledge is? It's education. You know how you get knowledge? Been educated. I don't have an opportunity. Can you read? You got an opportunity. Amen. If you can read, you can learn anything that you want to learn. Amen. You don't have to go to a university. You don't have to have a degree. All those things are good, but you can educate yourself whether you have that or not. You have to make a choice. Amen. Do I want to read Archie? Or do I want to read something that will educate me? Amen. You've got decisions to make, right? I know people, boy, you talk about, they know all kinds of sports, and I'm not preaching against this. If you know that, that's fine with me. But, I mean, they can quote sports figures and statistics, you know, all these teams, all these players, and man, they can spit that out. But you ask them to quote John 3:16, it's like, priorities, choices. Well, I can't remember things very well. Then why do you remember all that other stuff? Seems like I read somewhere, where your heart is, there will your memory, your treasure be also. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What's good? Amen. Amen. Some of you can remember what everybody wore Wednesday night and what their hair looked like, but you don't know what we taught on. Sneaky. But education's a life choice. It'll affect your life. It will affect how far you can go, things you can do, doors that open, doors close. Amen. It's just truth. So some decisions. Amen. The career that you choose. Amen. Praise God. Now, personally, I think all work is honorable. If you're a dog catcher, that's honorable. Amen. If you're a garbage, what do they call them, sanitation worker these days, that's honorable. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not above doing that if I need to. Bless your heart, I can dump a garbage can as good as anybody. Amen. I worked my way through Texas Bible College as a what was that? Amen. Well, a janitor. Right? Worked in the school and cleaned up the gym, cleaned toilets and mopped floors and waxed floors. And I can still do it. Amen. If this it doesn't get somehow done around here, I still do it. Amen. Don't think anything about it. Praise God. I can do that. Amen. And but you choose your career. If that's what you're happy doing, bless your heart, do it. And don't make anybody let you feel bad because that's what you do. Take pride in it. Do a good job. If you like cooking hamburgers, amen, bless your heart, cook hamburgers. And I'm fine with it. But don't expect the same paycheck cooking hamburgers as you do if you go to school for 10, 12 years and become a brain surgeon. I mean, it's okay, but understand there are some consequences to careers. Amen. And again, all work's honorable. Please understand me. I don't look down on anybody. Anybody got a job, I congratulate you. And I'm proud of you, and I'm glad you're working. Amen. Pro, whatever you do, I'm happy for you, as long as it's not sin. Amen. I don't recommend bartending for Christians. I don't suggest drug dealing for Christians. For anybody. Amen. But if that's your career, it's got consequences. It's got consequences. It's a choice, but it has consequences. All right, so these are life decisions. And here's one that all of us, and we've said a lot about it, but it bears repeating. The person that you choose to spend your life with has consequences. Amen. Now, let me just say this to those of you that are unattached right now. Be honest. If he likes fishing and you hate fishing, be honest. Right? Be honest. Amen. If she cooks you spinach souffle and you don't like spinach souffle, eat it anyway. And you can honestly say it's the best spinach souffle you ever ate because you never ate any. But you can be honest and say that was really good, but I don't want no more. One of the things that's wrong with our system is, you know, when we date, we lie to one another the whole time. And then we get married and want everything to change. Be honest. Up front, be honest. Isn't that right? It's making a choice, isn't it? There are some choices that you should only have to make one time in your whole life, and you should never have to make that decision again. You should never have to decide if you're going to get married again unless something happens to your spouse. Now, that's ideal. I know that. But that's the way it ought to be. If you can make the right choice, you'll never have to make that decision again. I hope to goodness, I pray to God, I'll never have to ever make that decision again. Amen. This year will be 40 years since I made that decision. Praise God. Amen. I made a right decision. I made a good decision. I made a right choice. And praise God, it's worked out. Amen. And yes, it's work. Praise the Lord. I get the last word in every argument. Yes, ma'am. Amen. And we just keep right on sailing. Praise God. Amen. You just get real diplomatic. Amen. Decisions. Life decisions. Life decisions. Amen. And so was their spouse. Those are life choices. They'll affect all of your life. But there are some decisions that you should only have to make one time. When you make up your mind, they're eternal decisions, by the way. They don't just affect your life. They affect all of eternity. Whether you're saved or lost, that's going to be an eternal decision. Whether it's going to be Jesus or self, that's an eternal decision. If it's going to be heaven or it's going to be hell, that's an eternal decision. And it's a choice that you have to make. Nobody can make that choice for you. You have to make that decision yourself. You have to weigh the consequences, and then you have to make that decision. Choose you this day whom you will serve. You've got to make a decision, and it's up to you. Amen. Nobody can make that decision for you. If I could make that decision, not anybody in Athens would be lost. Not anybody in the world would be lost. If I could make that decision for other people, but I cannot make that decision for anybody but for myself. I can't make that decision for anybody else. But decisions are important. Amen. Praise God. Decisions are important because decisions dictate destinies. Where you wind up is because of decisions that you make. Right? Amen. One day, a little woman standing before a tree in a garden made a decision. She reached up and took a piece of fruit off of a tree and bit into that fruit and then gave it to her husband, and he ate some too. That's one of the biggest mysteries. Why in the world, Adam, did you do that, son? You know, that's a mystery, isn't it? You know, here's this snake talking to Eve, and Adam's got to be standing there hearing all this. Because he was there, wasn't he? Unless she took the fruit to him, I don't know. But if he was standing there and she reached up and picked the fruit, why didn't he knock it out of her hand, for goodness sake? Why didn't he grab that thing and throw it as far as he could and say, "Don't you eat that?" Why did he just stand there and watch her eat? She didn't die, so he ate some. For all of you macho men that want to blame it all on the woman, I didn't get one amen from a woman on that. Scared to, aren't you? Somebody said it well. They said Eve was deceived, but Adam simply rebelled. Eve was deceived, but Adam outright rebelled. God didn't tell Eve not to eat the fruit. He told Adam. And then Adam told Eve. Both of them should have listened. But you see, a decision didn't just affect them, did it? It's still affecting us today. 6,000 years later, we're still being affected by one decision. We still are suffering the consequences of one decision. Amen. I'm not through, but I got to quit. But I want to go here and stop. In the book of Genesis, chapter 13, Abraham and Lot had been so blessed that their herdsmen were fighting together. And Abraham called his nephew Lot, and he said, "Let's don't have strife among us." He said, "Let's make a decision. I'm going to give you first choice. You decide what you want." He said, "You look before you, and whatever you choose, whichever direction you choose to go, I'll go the other way, and we'll separate." Now, the decision that Lot should have made was, "Uncle Abraham, I'm here because of you. I've been blessed because of you. You make the decision. You choose what you want, and I'll take what's left over." But he did not say that. Instead, he looked at what he thought was the best. He looked at the Jordan River Valley with its lush pastures. Amen. He saw the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah with their inviting lights. And he said, "I'm going to choose this valley." And Abraham went his way. And the Bible says that Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom. He made a decision that the last thing that he saw before he closed his eyes were the lights of Sodom. And the first thing that he saw in the morning was the breakfast fires drifting up from Sodom. And the last thing his children saw before they went to bed at night was the inviting warm lights in the valley of those wicked cities. It's what they saw every day. And then in the 19th chapter of the book of Genesis, we find out that his family, Lot, his wife, his daughters are living in that city. And not only are they living in that city, but Lot is an alderman. He's a councilman. He's an elected official of the city of Sodom. And they have been almost entirely, but his family swallowed up in the city. The Bible does say that Lot, righteous Lot, everybody say righteous Lot. Now you can be righteous and dumb. Lot was righteous. He didn't completely fall in, but you know what? He was dumb to move there. And he was dumb to stay there. Yes, he was. You know who his wife married? Obviously, Sodomites. His daughters, who else are they going to marry? That's where they live. That's what they're in. That's all that was there. When God sent judgment, he was able to get Lot and his two daughters out of Sodom. Not his wife. Remember, she looked back and became a pillar of salt. She couldn't leave. She was so attached to the city, she couldn't get away. Lot could. His daughters, led by an angel, were forced out of the city. So they got the daughters out of Sodom, but they couldn't get Sodom out of the daughters. They had no faith, even though God had delivered them with a miracle. And they saw his mercy and his grace, but still they had no faith. They conspired among themselves, convinced that they were the only three people living on the face of the earth. The oldest got the father drunk the first night, slept with him, conceived the child by him. The youngest daughter the second night got their father drunk, slept with him, conceived the child by him. You see, they got out of Sodom, but you didn't get Sodom out of them. Folks, please, please, please understand today. And I've said this so many times. Parents, 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 think carefully about your choices. They don't just affect you. So many parents, they take their sojourn, they go out into the world, and they come back, but their children don't come back with them. And they cry their tears, and I'm sorry. Amen. And keep praying, because I've watched God do great and mighty things. Amen. But you just hear me. Those of you that think it's tough now, you think it's hard now, it's a whole lot harder then. Make the right decision. Make the right choice. Stay with God. Stay with his church. Amen. Praise God. Let him take you through. Somebody said it right. They said if he brings you to it, he will take you through it. And that's truth. Be careful. Decisions that we make. Amen. Brother Grissom, it's just so hard. I know it's hard. But the Bible said the way of the, what? Transgressor is hard. You don't know hard yet. Amen. Praise God. Stay with it. Stay with it. As hard as it may seem, you've made the right decision. See it through. Praise God. Moses made a hard decision, didn't he? The Bible said when he came of age, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Look at this, Hebrews 11:25, choosing. Everybody say choosing. Say it again, choosing. He made a choice. He made a decision. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. You understand something. Sin does have pleasure, but it's only for a season. And it's a short season. And then it's all over. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've never been drunk, but there must be something good about it because people do it every day. Why do they do it? It's pleasurable for a season, but that season passes quickly. And it's over. Moses said, I don't want that. I'd rather take suffering with the people of God. Now, how did he do that? The Bible said, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had recompense unto of the reward. Amen. He said, there's something that's going to come of this that's good. I'm going to tell you something. Heaven's not just something we're headed for. Heaven's something we have right now. The Bible said we sit in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, when God gives you the Holy Ghost, he gives you peace that passes understanding. He gives you joy that is unspeakable. He gives you righteousness so you make right choices and right decisions. And he puts good food in your life so that you have a good harvest in your life. Amen. Praise God. Now you see, I don't have to go to heaven yet to feel heavenly. Woo! Anybody ever felt heavenly here on the earth? Praise God. If you hadn't, you need to pray through again. It's been too long. Amen. But if you'll get to praying and worshiping God, amen, you can do it at your house. You can do it in a cotton patch. You can do it in a pea patch. You can do it in a schoolroom. You can do it just about anywhere. You get to praying and worshiping God, and you'll have heaven on earth. Amen. One old preacher, he said, heaven kissed the earth, and I was right in the middle of the smack. Hey, that's a good place to be. That's a heavenly place. Yeah, you can do it in a prison, right? The Bible said at midnight, Paul and Silas sang praises. Hallelujah. Amen. I promise you, the pain went away. Amen. In a little while, they were feeling heavenly. Yeah, but I gotta stop right. Let's stand together. I won't preach long if you stand on your feet. He had recompense of reward, and by faith he forsook evil, not Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured. Here it is. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Amen. Amen. Brother Grissom, I've never seen God, neither have I. I've never even seen an angel besides my wife. And she's not even here, and I said that. But you can tell her I did. Amen. Praise God. But I've never seen him. But I see what he does every day. I see his majesty every day. I see his glory every day. I see his provision every day. I see his protection every day. Amen. I never seen him, but I see all of his benefits every day. Amen. I know he's the author. I know he's the purveyor. And I appreciate all of these. Amen. Young people, middle-aged folks, elders, hear me today. Be careful about your decisions. Because your choices determine your happiness and your destination. Choose the right thing. Choose the right thing. Praise God. Decisions. I don't know that I've ever told this before. Don't know that I ought to tell it now. But if it'll help somebody. I was 19 years old. I left my home, Midland, Texas, to go to Texas Bible College. I stayed a few days before Bible college started with my sister. She lived in a large apartment complex. One evening, I was by myself. I went down to the swimming pool area. And there was a group of young people there having a good time. Before I knew it, somebody had put a glass of liquor in my hand and invited me to join the party. Just a few days before Bible school started, I had to make a decision. The devil was making a huge bid for my soul, and he was telling me, you can have all this. These beautiful girls, this liquor in your hand, look how much fun they're having. You can have all of this. I turned away, poured the liquor on the ground, and I walked away. I made the right decision. Now that said, I should never have gotten myself in that situation. I should never have put myself in that situation. But God honored my ignorance that one time. And I'm so glad that I made the right decision. My whole life could have gone a different direction from that point on. But I made a right decision. Amen. By the grace of God, this is no glory for my stupidity. But God helped me make a right decision. Amen. Some of you have made decisions that were not right. You took the wrong road. But hear me. You've made another decision to be here today, and that's the right decision. You've determined that you're going to turn things around now. You made a right decision. You see, there are some consequences from those, but once that fruit comes up and that harvest has been reaped, you've sowed a lot of good since then, and you've made a lot of right decisions. And so blessings are going to follow you. Goodness and mercy all the days of your life. Amen. Praise God. Decisions. Amen. Somebody needs to make a decision right now. Amen. There's an altar here. It's open for you. And God is calling. The Holy Ghost is moving. The Spirit of God is wooing. He's calling you today.